Ready for dinner? She nodded, feeling her stomach grumble. She picked up dessert from the car as they walked over to the house. There, Emmylou found a small table set for two on the patio, with a bouquet of daisies in the middle of the table and wine glasses waiting to be filled. A smile formed on her lips and widened so much her cheeks hurt. Austin came up behind her, clearing his throat.
I was thinking we could eat outside since it's a nice evening.
He lifted two meat packs.
I hope you're hungry, because I think those are T-Rex T-bones. They're huge!
Emmylou saw what he meant and burst out laughing.
Oh, God, look at those! Well, I'm starving, so I'm game.
She opened the bottle of California Zinfandel, then poured them glasses.
So, how do we do this, Austin?
He turned, frowning.
Do what?
Well, we're not teenagers anymore. I'm divorced, and I don't know your status. What I know is that I like you. A lot. But I don't want to play around.
Emmylou Thomas, always the right words in your mouth.
Austin grinned, coming over to lift his wine glass. Let me make this easy for both of us. I've had a crush on you since high school. I never said nothing because you were older than me.
I ain't no player.
He sipped the wine. She was stunned by such a quick confession, her mouth opening slowly.
I had no idea.
But as she thought back, Emmylou remembered that he was always around her during events at school, would come over to visit her brother, but wanted to hang out with her.
It makes sense now that I remember high school.
She smiled and lifted her glass to clink with his.
Well, to us adults making the most of it.